Now, Bill, from what I understand, once you accumulated these certified documents, the government became very interested in the book you were about to publish. From what I understand, you received a phone call from somebody. Can you explain what that phone call was about and what was offered to you not to publish that book?
Yes. The phone call was initiated to our home to begin with. I was in Birmingham, Alabama, giving lectures. Volume 1 hadn't been printed yet. It hadn't hit the streets yet. And there was a man by the name of Warren Richardson that called Mrs. Benson and said, it's an absolute emergency that Bill call Washington, D.C. immediately. He says, I'm making this call on behalf of Senator Orrin Hatch. And he said, of course you know him. And she says, no. She says, I know of him, but I don't know him. Now, the beauty part about this conversation and the one that ensued with me was the fact that there was a Baptist preacher on the other end of that line, and his name was Dr. Greg Dixon. When I called home and received the message, I told Mrs. Benson that when I finished my lecturing, then I would call Washington and not until, because I didn't have any emergencies there that I knew of. I finally got to them, and I talked to Warren Richardson and Dr. Dixon. They both said that they were on the line. Warren Richardson said the very same thing to me. He said, I am making this call on the behalf of Senator Orrin Hatch. And he says, of course you know him. And my answer was the same as Mrs. Benson's. No, I don't know him. I know of him. He said, Bill, he said, the thing that you cannot do, absolutely cannot do, is to permit that book to get into the hands of the kooks out there. I said, I'll agree with you that we have a degree of kooks in the private sector, but the majority of the kooks are in Washington, D.C., and I now name you president of that kook club. He said, I don't think you quite understand what I'm trying to get at. He said, you have all of the books printed that you want. And he said, you name the number of books, and then you put a price on the books, and we will pay it. He didn't say, I will pay it. He said, we will pay it. And I told him, you go to hell. I'm not for sale. America is not for sale. I couldn't be bribed when I was with the Department of Revenue, and I can't be bribed now. And he said, don't you understand? He said, you will be a multimillionaire. But he said, there are a couple of things that we want. We never, ever again want you to speak to any one person, to a group of people, never to get on radio, to get on television. And he says, oh, yes. The last thing is we want all 17,000 certified notarized documents. And again, I said, Warren, you go to hell. He was amazed that I would not accept his offer. Later on, I found out that Warren Richardson was a lobbyist. He told me that he was, and Mrs. Benson, an attorney working for Senator Orrin Hatch, making the calls on behalf of Senator Orrin Hatch and working with him. I never knew he was a lobbyist, probably for 15 years later. After some 15 years, Warren Richardson wrote a very complimentary letter to me, telling me what a credit I am to our country, what a fantastic job that I have done. During the telephone conversation with Greg Dixon and Warren Richardson, when that call was concluded, Pastor Dixon had called me about 5 minutes after, and he said, Bill, if I had known that man were going to offer you a bribe, I would have never been on this telephone call. And Pastor Dixon has drafted an affidavit that anyone can see. It'll be on my website very shortly. Warren Richardson's letter is on my website, and so will the affidavit be.